Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm having a week off, so this week we have an old episode from Patreon. We'll have a new episode next week. This first one is The House in the Hills. I live in the Californian hills. We moved into the house in 2017, after it had been sitting empty for over a year. The day we moved in, my mother and I arrived first to clean.
We're home.
While my father and brother drove the moving truck. Right off the bat, the property felt heavy. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And I got that someone's watching me feeling. As we began cleaning, I started finding lines of a white powder all along the baseboards, windowsills, and doorways. It was salt. I told my mum, but she told me not to worry about it. I figured the people who lived here before us were superstitious, so I swept it up. It was when I was setting up my room that it started. I looked at the window, but there was no one there, so I opened it and looked outside. Still, no one. After that, it got worse. We all started hearing the knocking on our bedroom windows. I would walk our two dogs around the property. They'd always been good-natured, calm dogs. But outside, at this new place, they would become agitated.
Hey, what is it?
Then we started finding the animals. Dead rats, toads, bats, and a raccoon. All cut open and gutted.
Ew, gross.
And left at the back door. It wasn't our dogs doing this. They all had a single cut along the length of their bodies, and they were dry and stiff, almost mummified. It was bizarre and disturbing. My brother would stay up late some nights on his computer, and on more than one occasion, he heard something big and bipedal walking up to his open window. And when he looked across, he'd hear it walk away. I rationalized it as a crazy neighbor messing with us for whatever reason. But then the banging started. Always late at night, and always on more than one of the exterior walls, and at the same time. It was done with so much force, the walls would shake and picture frames would fall off. My brother and I would race out of our beds, petrified, and go to my mum's room, while my dad would walk the perimeter of the property. But there were no people and no footprints. It went on for about 6 months. Then, just when we thought we couldn't take it anymore and started talking about moving, it stopped. There was no more banging, no mutilated animals, and the dogs stopped being on edge when I took them outside. The property itself seemed to get lighter, like it finally took a deep breath after holding it for so long. I have no clue what it was. I'm just glad it moved on. Our next one is titled, He Just Knows. I have two sons. The eldest is 6, and ever since he learned to talk, he's known things. When he was 2.5, we went on vacation with the in-laws to the beach. The first day there, he enjoyed being in the ocean with us, but the following day was different. We got up bright and early, planning on spending the whole day at the beach, but our son refused to go. He kept insisting there were alligators in the water. We tried reasoning with him, telling him that alligators live in fresh water, but he wasn't having it. We still went to the beach, and while I was sitting on the sand with our 2.5-year-old, my husband went into the water with our 1-year-old. A few minutes later, a man came running up to us, yelling,
"Get out of the water! Now, get out!"
He said he was on the pier and he saw an alligator just below the surface, stalking my husband. He called 911 and animal control arrived. They confirmed there was an 8-foot gator in the water. They explained it was mating season, and looking for a mate, the alligator had come in through the nearby river that ran into the sea. How my son could have known that is beyond us. On another occasion, I was going outside to do yard work, and my son told me not to go near the bushy tree. It's what he called the fig tree. I asked why, and he replied,
"There's a snake there."
It was a couple of years after the alligator incident, and I guess I'd forgotten it. I went outside and worked for a half hour or so. Then I went over to the fig tree to see if any were ready to be picked. I looked down and saw a rattlesnake about 3 feet from me. A few days ago, we visited my mum. And on the drive there, my son said,
"You can't go this way. The bridge isn't working."
We'd learned not to argue with him, but we had to see for ourselves. We kept driving our usual route, and sure enough, there was a detour sign. For some reason, the bridge was closed. When we ask him how he knows these things, he just shrugs and says,
"I don't know. I just know."
He just knows. Have you ever spent the night in a hotel or guest house and seen something scary? About 50 years ago, my grandfather was working in South Africa as a film distributor. He would drive around supplying films to cinemas in all parts of the country, including some quite remote places. On one such journey, he was driving in the middle of nowhere when he saw a light ahead. It was a guest house, and since it was very late, he thought he'd stop for the night. He was greeted by a woman in a long white nightgown.
"Do you need a room?"
"Just for the night."
Inside, the walls were lined with framed photos of soldiers from the Boer War. He signed in, and the woman said,
"I'll put you in the blue room."
They went upstairs, and entering the room, my grandfather found it quite large, with a four-poster bed and a fire burning in the fireplace.
"Cozy,"
he thought. Around 2 or 3 in the morning, he woke up from a noise. He sat up, and at the foot of the bed, he saw a Boer soldier, impale a British soldier with a bayonet. Then they disappeared. My grandfather was shaken. and understandably didn't sleep for the rest of the night. In the morning, he went downstairs and ran into the woman. She asked,
"How did you sleep?"
"Something happened."
"You saw it, didn't you?"
My grandfather just stared at her.
"I knew from your accent you were a Roonik."
The Afrikaan word for Englishman.
"So, I thought I'd put you in that room."
Needless to say, my grandfather never went back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This next one is also about soldiers. It's titled The Ghost Town.
It was just over 90 minutes past President Bush's deadline for Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq that U.S. forces launched the opening salvo of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
I was in the infantry during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. We pushed into Baghdad, then headed north. The majority of us stayed in Tikrit, but my company continued north and set up base at an airfield. Near the end of the runway was a residential area, housing for Iraqi Air Force personnel, but everyone had gone before we arrived. We set up camp in some bombed-out warehouses, while a company of military police moved into the houses in the residential area, what we called the ghost town. After about a week, the military police moved out, and I asked one very tired-looking MP why, as we were envious that they were living in actual homes, albeit shabby, abandoned ones, instead of bombed-out warehouses. He said they couldn't sleep. Doors would open and shut all night. They'd hear footsteps running around the homes, and finally they started seeing children's faces looking in at them through the windows. The army does not function with any consideration to ghosts. So for them to get their chain of command to move their whole company out of the ghost town, there must have been some tangible events that affected their operational readiness. Their move meant that our residence became the new perimeter. So we started taking watch. We would each do an hour shift. We had thermal sights and night vision and would scan the desert for enemy activity. During the watch, we all heard children laughing and playing all night long. It sounded like a playground, but we could see nothing. We often had rocks thrown at us. Nothing big, mostly small pebbles. Again, with nobody there. It happened night after night. No one was happy about it, but we sucked it up. In 2004, we had a change of command, and upon hearing about the situation, our new commanding officer said,
"There's no paranormal activity here. There is only the enemy."
His solution was to introduce nightly patrols through the ghost town. It always seemed extra dark when walking through the town, and we could still hear the children. But we never seemed to get any nearer to the source of the sounds. One night, while patrolling the town, one of our soldiers said,
"What the hell?"
Then,
"What the hell is it?"
He pointed to the middle of our formation. Then, he dropped his weapon and ran. He was running alone in the dark, unarmed, in the middle of a combat zone. Those of us who looked where he pointed saw it, and those who watched the soldier flee heard it. Walking with us was a solid shadow, roughly the shape of a person.
Sarge?
It was very tall, with long, skinny arms and legs, and a very narrow torso.
What do we do?
It turned its head back and forth, as if surprised to be discovered. Then it screamed. Bent down and leapt into the air, landing in a crouch on top of a nearby fence, still facing us. Its eyes flashed red. Then it jumped backwards off the fence and disappeared into the darkness. We caught up with the soldier, and he had absolutely lost it.
"I'm not going back. I don't care what they do to me."
We had engaged the enemy on a regular basis, but what we saw that night was by far the most disturbing thing I've witnessed. From that point on, whenever it was our turn to patrol the ghost town,
"Move out,"
our squad leader would take us just to the edge of the town and stop. To this day, I still appreciate that. We have one more. It's about something that potentially could happen to any of us at any time. Just something to think about before you go to sleep. We'll see you next week. It was 2011, and I had no money for college and nowhere to live. I spent most of my time job hunting and couch surfing, and eventually met someone who owned a construction company. He offered me a job and a place to stay. He let me move into his spare bedroom until I could rent my own place. It was a big house at the end of a long gravel drive where the suburbs ended and the boonies began. His nearest neighbour was on the other side of an acre of fir trees. After about 3 weeks, I started having strange dreams about a sound. It would fade in. Then, slowly increase in volume until it became painful. Unbearably painful. It happened every night for about a week. I figured I was just having trouble adjusting to my new life, but the dreams persisted to the point I dreaded going to sleep. The sound terrified me, and I couldn't understand why. I went as far as to take a couple of days off work to try to catch up on some sleep. On the night of my second day off work, I couldn't bring myself to go to bed. But I had to work the next day. So, at around 2 a.m., I went to bed. And sure enough, it happened again. I remember screaming at myself to
wake up! Wake up!
And the sound stopped. Suddenly, this time, instead of fading out the way it normally did, and I was awake, I was lying on my back, but I wasn't in my bed. I was on a cold, hard table in a dark place. I couldn't see the walls or the ceiling, but there was a soft glow behind me. I was terrified, but I resolved to sit up and look behind me in the direction of the light. There was someone or something standing there.
Oh!
It was small, like a child, with narrow shoulders, and wearing skin-tight clothing, with no details or adornments. Its skin was a pale grey, and its head was maybe twice the size of an average adult. Shaped like an upside-down teardrop. It turned to face me and seemed surprised to see me sitting up. Its eyes were all black and the size of small apples. No nose that I could see, and its mouth was framed by thin lips, half the size of a human. As I turned, I could see the source of the light. It was some kind of display that the being was interacting with. My fight or flight kicked in, and I made a move to jump off the table. But as I did, the being grabbed a black baton and pressed it into my stomach. I could feel excruciating, mind-blowing pain. And that was the last thing I remembered. I woke up in my bed this time. It was after 4 a.m. and I could still feel the pain, only much less severe. I pulled up my t-shirt. There was a circular purple bruise on my stomach. It's been 12 years since that night, and I've never heard that sound again. But the thought often comes to me when I go to bed. Will this be the night they come back?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.